I believe in the colors of orange, white, and green, the colors that represent over 1 billion rice-eating, prideful Indians around the world. I believe in the tradition, culture, and stereotype that being Indian has to offer. These colors don't only represent India on the flag, it represents who I am as a person. My experience of being Indian has led me to some funny instances, and maybe some not so funny. For example, every time me and my family go on vacation and go to an airport, pass through security, it seems though every time some TSA official comes up to us and says, "You have randomly been selected through a random computer screen to be flagged for a more advanced search. Please step over to this line." At this point, I'm looking at the official thinking to myself, yeah, BS, as I walk into the line, mainly consisting of brown people. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because I think it's good that these security measures are in place, but at some point, I start to wonder, how many times can one person be randomly selected? Indian culture is also a huge part of me. I'm listed as being Hindu, but personally, I'm not that head over heels about religion. But I strongly believe in karma, and that karma can sometimes be a you-know-what. The one thing that Indian culture is big on is hospitality. All Indians around the world share this trait, almost like we're Canadian. It doesn't matter the race or color of skin. If our family has a guest over, they are treated like family, and fed like one too. I like to eat. In fact, all Indians like to eat. And one thing that they will tell you is that Taco Bell is where it's at. Especially the hot sauce Taco Bell has. It's like crack to Indians, to the point that some people, including me, get extra sauce just to save it. I have a little jar at home where the packets get stored safely away from greedy hands. We brown people like to joke that the guy on the TV show, Man vs. Food, hasn't conquered anything until he attends an Indian wedding. I call it a wedding, but it should be called an Indian retreat, because usually the whole thing lasts 5 days. The actual wedding ceremony happens in the last week. The first 4 days are filled with festivities, which usually include lots of food, lots of dancing, and lots of alcohol. When everyone is hungover and tired on the last day, the actual wedding ceremony happens, which is why everyone came in the first place. So if that dude can last 4 days of eating spicy food and 18 different versions of rice, then he is indeed the man. Indian food is by far the most recognizable food I've ever eaten, because no other food is as hot and spicy as Indian food. It's just not mouth-burning hot, it's all over-burning in your stomach, general chest area, and throat. Sometimes it even gets to the point where you're generating heat like a radiator because it's so spicy, but it is by far the best food I've ever eaten. There are two things that kind of piss me off about Indian. The first being when some random person walks up to me and says, "Hey, I have a cousin that lives in Iowa, and her neighbor's aunt's daughter's babysitter has a friend that lives in Montana that's Indian. Are you related to them?" That happens to me all the time, and it's gotten to the point that I just start messing with them and saying, "Yeah, that's my sister. She's wanted in 14 states for murder. Have a great day." The second thing that being Indian has its downfall is that Indians in general are always late to everything. Neighbors invite an Indian family for dinner and tell them to be at their house by 7:30. They won't show up till 9:45 with a smile on their face thinking nothing's wrong. We even have our own time standard now to get everything straight. It's called IST, which stands for Indian Standard Time. Now when someone invites any Indian over, they tell them the time 3 hours before they actually want them to come. For example, a Caucasian family invites my family over for dinner at 8. Then they would tell us to come at 5, IST, and then we'll know that they actually meant 8. It works every time. In conclusion, being Indian is more about more than being the person at 7-Eleven saying the typical, "Thank you, come again," or eating rice every day. It's about the culture that comes along with it. It's about hearing my friends talking about how they sunbathed the entire day trying to get a tan, and I just look at my arm saying, "I don't have to worry about that." It's about not being ashamed of my sometimes misunderstood culture. Being Indian is an everyday journey exploring the reaches of my ancestors and how I can further the discovery of my tradition and heritage. And most importantly, being Indian is all about rice.